Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Hey, First Impression Warriors, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something outside of the digital business card realm. I want to talk to you about effective habits for a successful entrepreneur. And I have 8 items I want to go over. You know, every career has a set of habits that increase your odds of being successful if you stick to those habits. Obviously, some careers have different requirements, but it's not surprising that many of them share the same habits. So while most of these should apply to you, if they don't, well, sorry. I'm sure there's other ones out there that I didn't think of. So let's dive right in. First one, to increase your odds for success, try these 8 items. Number 1, an incredible work ethic. Now, it takes a tremendous amount of time and effort to grow, to start and grow a company, right? You have to be a jack of all trades, and until you can grow enough and have the funds to hire others to cover all the other required skills your company needs to thrive, you're going to have to basically carry a lot of weight, be a jack of all trades, as I said. What you might want to do is consider outsourcing as soon as you can. And remember, who, not how. What I mean by that is find somebody who knows how to do the task and hire them. Your time's probably better spent elsewhere. I'll give you an example. I'm a photographer. I needed a video done. Yeah, I can play around with Premiere Pro and I have a DSLR, obviously, but my time is better spent in other areas. So I found somebody who could do it for me, who knows how to do it, and thus I'm making better use of my time, right? And that's item number 3 we're going to talk about. So find somebody who knows how to do the tasks. And you've got to work. That's number 1. Number 2, this is a tough one for me to say. Conscientiousness. Hey, I got it out. When you own a business, it's up to you to ensure that things are done properly and on time, right? The responsibilities can be overwhelming. You don't have the luxury of putting out sloppy work either, because it's your name on the line and it'll always come back to haunt you. You know that. So be sure that work gets done right the first time around and nothing goes out the door half-assed. Again, it's your name on the door. Number 3, use your time wisely. As we know, time is limited. There's only 24 hours in a day. So how you choose to use that time dictates how successful your company is going to be. Makes perfect sense. This means having the knowledge and experience to make wise decisions and the mental toughness to avoid those distractions like checking email every 5 minutes or checking Facebook and social media and getting dragged down that rabbit hole. As I mentioned in number 1, this relates back to number 1, the who, not how. Your time is better spent on revenue generating activities and not learning how to do something you're not an expert at. You may want to play with it and, it'd be cool to do, but stop yourself and think about what's the best use of my time. So that's number 3. Number 4, have a plan each day. One of the keys to using your time successfully is to plan for it each day ahead of time. Don't go to bed until you have a detailed idea what you're going to do the following day. So when your feet hit the bedroom floor, you should already know what needs to be done for the day. I try to do this every afternoon or evening. I jot down a list of things that I need to accomplish the next day, and then I go at it. Obviously, if something comes up, that's okay, but I know where I need to go back and refocus and get things done. So have a plan. Number 5, Wake up early. Now, I know some of you don't want to hear this. Some of you are night birds, night owls. But waking up early, it's been shown by talking with successful people over many, 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 many decades that they get up very, very early. Some get up before 4 a.m. How early do you get up? If you're not beating the average person out of bed, you're probably behind. I'm not a morning person. I'm a night person. I do my best work like after 7 p.m., but I know I need to get up and get out of bed and get shit done, so I get up early. So number 5 is wake up early. Number 6, set your goals. It's not enough to work hard and work smart. You also need to know where you're going. Where's that roadmap? Where do you want to end up? And these goals help you make very, very wise decisions. Know what you're trying to accomplish today, this week, this month, and this year, and perhaps 5 or 10 years down the road. And don't think of goals just in dollars and cents. Attach an emotional item to the goal that's going to drive you towards reaching them. For example, your goal may be you want to take your family to Europe. Well, you need to save $6,000 to go to Europe next year. So attach, hey, I want to take my family to Europe next year so my children can experience a foreign country and we can create some great memories. When you attach emotion to it, it sinks in more, okay? I don't know why, but it does. It's like they say in sales, people buy based on emotion. So attach emotion to those goals. Number 7, deal with stress effectively. Entrepreneurs, we all know, have plenty of stress to deal with on a daily basis, so it's important to know how to manage it. Have some sort of process for dealing with your stress and anxiety. Learn to recognize what you can control and what you cannot, and let go of those things you can't control. One of the great stress relievers for me and many people is exercise, so consider making it a part of your daily routine. Carve out some time for exercise. That goes back to number 5, wake up early. That's why I get up early. That's the only time I can squeeze in some exercise. And number 8, look ahead for obstacles. You want to avoid being blindsided by obstacles and setbacks, and you want to be aware of your future. Look ahead for the challenges that you're likely to face and have some solutions in mind. Think of all the major challenges in your life and notice that there were plenty of warning signs on all of them, right? The same is true for your business. Avoid putting your head in the sand and just hoping for the best, because hope isn't a strategy, right? Deal with the challenges now while they're still manageable. And don't procrastinate. And you can go back to podcast number, 28, where we had a whole episode on procrastination. What are your current habits? Can you see why your current habits have either helped or harmed you on your path to business success? Think about what you want to accomplish to be a success and build the business, and then build a set of habits that are going to support those activities and goals. Remember, the person with the best habits usually wins. So how far will you go with your habits? That's my question to you, and my challenge to you is to implement these habits in your daily routine. Let me recap real quickly. Number 1, have an incredible work ethic. Number 2, be conscientious. Number 3, use your time wisely. Number 4, have a plan. Number 5, get your butt out of bed early. Number 6, set goals. Number 7, deal with stress effectively. And number 8, look ahead for those obstacles. So that's it for today. I hope this information has been of value, and I look forward to sharing more information next week. Until then, have a great week. Thank you for listening, and please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.